The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
And we've been waiting for a question, or Bill Clinton should have been waiting for a question. Bill Clinton's out with a new novel. It's number one. It's a runaway bestseller already. And I don't think that's a reflection of Bill Clinton. It's a reflection of his co-author, James Patterson. James Patterson signs his name on little rolls of toilet paper, and people buy it. I mean, anything that James Patterson writes, people seem to love. And a very gifted, incredibly productive and prolific author. He writes thrillers, and the new thriller is called The President is Missing. And I don't know, maybe a lot of Bill Clinton fans and Hillary Clinton fans are buying that as a form of wish fulfillment. The President is Missing? I want to read that. Okay, the president in the novel is named Jonathan Lincoln Duncan. What does that sound like? Jonathan Lincoln Duncan, William Jefferson Clinton. And apparently there are haunting similarities. I have not read the book yet, but I'm eager to do so. There are haunting similarities between the real President Clinton and his fictional counterpart, both heroic figures. President Duncan, the president in the book, volunteered for service. He was about to become a professional baseball player, but he got tortured and brutalized during his service in Iraq. And in any event, and then he solves problems of cyber terrorism, which the novel rotates around. Oh, yes. Very much like President Clinton, he had a meaningful love story in law school and fell in love with the brightest girl in the law school class. And they had a wonderful relationship. And then she died, which meant the president was free to date. Okay. Bill Clinton is out promoting this novel, and he co-wrote it. Apparently, there are some insights about what a president actually goes through. And then they took the show to NBC. And an NBC reporter named Craig Melvin asked a question that, honest to goodness, if you're Bill Clinton, you have to be prepared for. It sounded like this.
One of the things that this Me Too era has done, it's forced a lot of women to speak out. One of those women, Monica Lewinsky, she wrote in an op-ed that the Me Too movement changed her view of sexual harassment. Quote, he was my boss. He was the most powerful man on the planet. He was 27 years my senior with enough life experience to know better. He was at the time at the pinnacle of his career while I was in my first job out of college. Looking back on what happened then through the lens of Me Too now, do you think differently? Or feel more responsibility?
Okay, it's a tough question. And when you look at President Clinton and then you listen to his response, this is inexplicably not a question he was prepared to answer. He sounded like this.
No, I felt terrible then, and I came to grips with it.
Did you ever apologize to him?
No, yes, and nobody believes that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt. But you typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this, and I bet you don't even know them. This was litigated 20 years ago. Two-thirds of the American people sided with me. They were not insensitive to that. I had a sexual harassment policy when I was governor in the 80s. I had two women chiefs of staff when I was governor. Women were overrepresented in the attorney general's office in the 70s for their percentage in the bar. I've had nothing but women leaders in my office since I left. You are giving one side and omitting facts.
Mr. President, I'm not trying to present a side.
You asked me if I agreed. The answer is no, I don't.
And I asked if you'd ever apologized, and you said you had.
I have.
You've apologized to
me. I apologize to everybody in the world.
Okay, but it came clear, and it continued, that he had not apologized personally to Monica Lewinsky. So this is not good news that the president wants, but not that president. I'm probably, and by the way, I really, really do hope that President Trump can avoid commenting on it. But has he commented on it yet? I assume that he will. But it's sad and it's pathetic. And that Bill Clinton reverts to the same defensive crouch. Why can't he simply say this was a terrible, terrible mistake, and it's a problem that I had, and my wife and I have dealt with it, and I've already acknowledged that I don't know. But for him to start talking about how all these women were overrepresented in his various offices going back to the time he was governor, it was when he was governor that he had that Paula Jones fiasco for which he paid $800,000 in damages. The entire thing is pathetic and outrageous. And honestly, I do think that the Me Too movement is going to have a profound impact on Bill Clinton's place in history. People who claim, no one claims that Bill Clinton was a great president. You're not a great president and then face serious impeachment. There were some attempts to get him classified as near great. And he's sinking like a stone in historical estimation. And his post-presidency, which has been kind of shabby, has made it even worse. The reason my reservations about Bill Clinton would not be his management of the economy, because I think he was a pretty good steward of the economy when he started working with the Republican Congress. And because, remember, Newt Gingrich took over in 1994, and it was only when the Republicans took over the House and the Senate that all of a sudden, they were able to get the budget under control and stop the deficit spending. And that worked. Bill Clinton also, I think, will deserve blame and get it historically, because this entire Al-Qaeda development festered under his administration. They did their first bombings. They had the first World Trade Center attack occurred under Bill Clinton's watch. And the United States didn't respond. We didn't respond in a timely manner, even though there were people in our counterterror establishment or defense establishment who thought that we should. I think that will count against him. And then, look, you can't be in the history books as a great president or a near great president if you lose control of Congress for your party and then fail to get it back. And I think that is the situation for Bill Clinton. And you could also say it's the situation for George W. Bush, because he lost control of Congress after 6 years of controlling half the Senate initially and then the House consistently. There's a story from CNN just breaking. Peculiar story. It says, rather than being linked to those accused of sexual misconduct, Woody Allen said he thinks he should stand as a positive example for the hashtag MeToo movement. In an interview with an Argentinian news program, which released yesterday, the filmmaker again denied allegations he sexually assaulted his daughter, Dylan Farrow, when she was 7 years old. And by the way, I do think that those charges are bogus. I don't believe that happened. But Woody Allen says this is something that has been thoroughly looked at 25 years ago by all the authorities, and everybody came to the conclusion that it was untrue. And that was the end, and I've gone on with my life. For it to come back now, it's a terrible thing to accuse a person of. I'm a man with a family and my own children, so of course it's upsetting. Well, okay. Look, one of the problems with the hashtag MeToo movement is when charges from 25 years ago are true, as they appear to be with Bill Cosby, the convicted Bill Cosby, then by all means, you go after him. But this thing, the charges, the complaints were brought against Woody Allen. They were brought to the authority. They were brought to the hospital. And it, basically, the weight of evidence at the time was no, this did not happen. It was part of a contentious breakup that he had with Mia Farrow. And that also brings up one of the strange aspect of Bill Clinton's commentary about Monica Lewinsky now. I mean, basically, he's a former president of the United States. He's going around, he's trying to promote his novel, got it. But it's very foolish for him to try to answer questions about that. Because in a way, it shows what a double standard we have. In other words, that came at a time when the Democrats had been absolutely determined to torpedo Clarence Thomas based upon zero physical actions, zero. There were never any charges against Justice Thomas, who was nominated for the Supreme Court. Never any charges that he touched anybody. Not Anita Hill, not anybody. He was alleged to have made some strange comments to her. And not even to have hit on her, or even necessarily asked her out. He made some strange comments, at least she said. He denied it. But that was a huge deal. And then for Bill Clinton, there was so much more. And going back to the beginning of his administration, back to before he was elected, it is almost as if we have a different standard when you're president of the United States. And you know what? There are reasons for that. Because when you are president of the United States, it's either impeach or nothing. In other words, a president is going to continue as president until two-thirds of the Senate, until a majority of the House and two-thirds of the Senate vote to remove him. That's why the Democrats are so wrong and so destructive to themselves and to the country to focus everything on this drive to drive Trump out of office. Look, they'll have their chance in 2020 when he runs for re-election. But the notion that any of this and the multiple fronts is going to lead to his removal from office, smart Democrats understand it's a tremendous mistake.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. At townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.